Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM time once again for Town Talk. Today speaking with Beverly Boyd of Wawa and Area Victim Services Executive Director.
Well, thanks for having us. I really appreciate the opportunity to speak to our community about scams.
Yes, this is an important topic to remind. It's great to be able to delve into it and emphasize for people different types of scams there are, the dangers of these scams. So let's jump right into it. Is there a particular scam that you'd like to highlight?
There's all sorts of scams out there. The one that breaks my heart is the romantic scam. These are the ones where somebody online will start up a chat with you, and before you know it, they fall in love with you. So in real life, it takes time for relationships to blossom, to fall in love, to care deeply about someone else. When you meet someone online and they very quickly fall in love with you and can't wait to meet you, chances are they're setting you up. You have no idea in reality who you are conversing with. Remember that people can assume any identity they choose online. They can give you a fake name. They can use fake pictures that they say are themselves. They may be masquerading as a man or a woman. Everything they can tell you can be a lie. They can tell you anything they want. If you have not met this person personally, in the flesh, somewhere where you met them, you touched them, you are sure who they are, do not accept what they are saying as truth.
This is a type of scam that can continue for a long time, and they often get money out of it and that sort of thing.
Yes, and that is the whole point of romantic scams. What they do is they make you believe that they care deeply about you, and they start setting up opportunities to meet you. But something always happens where they can't meet you. Suddenly, they need money because something happened and now they can't afford that plane ticket which they wanted to get so that they could come and meet you. Or a child has suddenly become very ill and they need to use that money to pay for care for this sick child. You have no idea who you're really conversing with. And once they start to ask for money, whether it's for airfare or to pay for those drugs for the sick child, whatever reason they're giving you will tear at your heartstrings. And they will string you a line, but don't bite. Discontinue conversations with them and block them so you don't hear from them again. People have lost their entire life savings to people who are scamming them. You want to believe that this is true. One of the things that scammers will do is actually go through Facebook accounts, etc., and look for people who are maybe recently widowed or who are putting themselves down as single. And they will actually target those folks. So really, really important, unless you really know the person, you've met them in person, you know who they are, do not be sending the money for anything. Once you start sending the money, they're going to keep bugging you. And they will have you sending the money over and over and over again. You will never see that money again, and you will never meet them. It's so tragic because, in fact, it's a story that's all built on lies, and what it does is it empties your bank account very quickly.
That's not the only type of scam that you want to highlight, though.
No, there's all kinds of them. So we've had things like what we call the Canada Revenue Agency scam, where they call you, usually on the phone, and they threaten. They use very aggressive tactics and tell you if you don't pay this certain amount by this date, they're going to have the tax police come after you or some such thing. Now, usually when they're doing this, they will not ask you to send them a check. What they're going to do is say, we want you to go to the store and buy 30, $50 gift cards. And then they will ask you for the numbers that are on the back of those cards. Once they have those numbers, those cards are useless to you and they can sell those numbers to other people. But you're out $300 and they are giving you nothing in return. They will use aggressive language and they will make you feel like you need to do this right away. And one of the things that they really do is they give you a sense of urgency. This has to happen now. And they don't give you time to think about it. And if you're not savvy, you might get afraid. You might think, oh my God, you know, the Revenue Canada is going to come after me. They will tell you, don't tell anybody what you're doing because they're afraid if you tell one of your children or you tell the store clerk why you're buying all those cards, they will try and stop you. Or they'll say, don't talk to the bank clerk and tell them why you're withdrawing $5,000 because they know the bank clerk will probably try and stop you. They are just trying to scam you. They want the money, but don't fall for it.
gift card or prepaid Visa, very common in a lot of these scams.
Absolutely. Yep. The favorite way, because they can't really trace it, you go and buy them yourself. And I mean, who's not going to sell you, you know, especially around Christmas time, it wouldn't be uncommon for someone to go into a store and buy 10 gift cards. But if somebody's telling you, don't tell anybody what you're doing, that should be a red flag immediately that this is a scam. You should be able to talk to somebody about it.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime somebody is telling you, don't tell anybody that you're doing this, you need to hang up the phone or click off your computer and no longer be in contact with that person. Don't entertain them.
We don't have much more time, but did you want to highlight any other scams very quickly?
When you're on the internet, if something sounds too good to be true, it probably is. So if you're seeing pictures of really nice clothing and beautiful shoes and household items on sale, you think they're great and you're going, I can't believe I could buy that dress for $20. That's not the dress you're going to get. Chances are you're going to get something really crappy if you get anything at all. So if you're shopping online, go to the website of the particular store that you usually like to shop at and always double check the internet address. It's really important that you be really cognizant. Never give out personal information such as your date of birth, your home address, social insurance number or credit card numbers or bank account numbers to anyone who has started a conversation with you online or on the telephone.
Once again, that is Beverly Boyd, Executive Director over at Wawan Area Victim Services, joining us for Town Talk, heard at 9:30 Thursday mornings here on Jam FM.